Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Paul Andrigo here doing another episode of the Top 10 Souls of the Week. This has been an incredible series that I've been able to put together for you guys this year, and the response has been out of this world. Obviously, it only needs to be out of, you know, this province for it to be amazing. But it's out of this world in terms of just hearing from you every week. As I mention your areas, I'm hearing from those of you in those areas. It's absolutely awesome to be able to be giving you the behind the scenes stories of what's really happening. You'll hardly hear on Google or on social media or in your mailboxes about what really happens in your area, especially those of you who are within a kilometer or two of these recent souls. And I'm talking about all the way from the Burlington area to Oakville, to the Toronto area, obviously all parts in between. Again, anything that makes the list. And this is just the top 10. But the fact is, if you are in the top 10 in this area, what it means is that you've been on the market for something anywhere between this week. All the top 10s are 4 million and up. So this is something that is, kind of exciting, is that all the properties that sold this week in the top 10 are 4 million and up. As you've seen from previous reports, some of them start in the 3 millions, depending on where you are in the city. Of course, the top 10 of your area might be a different price range. It might be less and it might be more. So the thing is, you really do have to focus in on getting your specific report, which is very easily received by realestatewealthreport.com. I try to make this as easy and accessible to every single homeowner across Toronto and GTA. Not only that, as a reward for reaching out to me every week, when you guys reach out from, whether it's Lawrence Park, whether it's the Bridle Path, whether it's Oakville, Forest Hill, Casaloma, Markham, wherever you might be reaching out from, every week, wherever you are across the city, not only are you signed up for the best behind the scenes story of what's going on, but you also get this amazing bonus gift that has been literally, for some people, life changing. It is the ultimate in terms of putting what I could do for you as far as a real estate concierge service that I've created, putting all of that for you into one place where you can access all the benefits. Now, this also includes before, during, and after working with me. This is not exclusive to just signing up with me and, falling for, and this is why I started doing this. I absolutely despise the idea of the free staging, the free painting that you get. And obviously, when is it free? It's only when you work with those people. And to me, that's the beginning of deceit. And not only that, and I've had these discussions with many of you, and obviously I like to share these as much as I can, because I think it helps all of you learn, is that I had a discussion with someone this week about what's considered traditional staging. And they had all sorts of people in their ear, friends and family telling them, that you have to do it this way. Well, the fact is, why would you do something that gives you a 7 to 10% return when there's something so much more powerful that you might get a 3 or 4 times of that return if you're doing it correctly? Why would you not consider that? And that's my big question to you, is are you comfortable challenging your misconceptions about what you should do when you're selling your property? The traditional approach will destroy you. Following the traditional rules, doing everything the traditional way, is absolutely the worst thing you can do. If you were to follow the traditional approach in selling your property today, where, you know, instead of being in front of, again, it's great to be in front of everybody that you're in front of, you know, when you're on realtor.ca. And that's probably the most your agent's going to be able to give you, is to say, well, there's 100 million subscribers on realtor.ca that are going to see your property. What if someone was able to give you something four times that powerful in terms of being in front of as many as 400 million people instead, 400 million potential purchasers, people who are possible investors, who knows? Because again, everyone on realtor.ca is not a, you know, a confirmed buyer. These are people who are subscribed on there who get their alerts from there. But if you're exposing your property to more people, you will get better results. And of course, if you're doing it the traditional way, again, I wish you luck. And I've had a few clients tell me that they're going to go the traditional route and they're going to stick with what people have told them. And the end results have been horrific. They've left so much money on the table. Again, I have no skin in the game when it comes to that. If someone tells me they're going to go a certain direction, I wish them luck and tell them go in that direction. But the fact is, for those of you that I've known, and I know some of you might be listening, for those of you I've known over the years who've decided to go a traditional route or the discount route, and I know that you've left, again, fortunes behind because of these mistakes, don't be one of those people. Okay. For today, I want to congratulate all of you that have made the move this week to sell. And those of you who are signing up to do so, we are still in spring boot camp training session. So that means that for me to get you from the place where you are now to the place where you are in the absolute optimal position, it takes me about 7 days to do that. And I'm not going to speed that up for anyone. It's never happened. It's never going to happen. The reason it takes time to prepare you for the ultimate marketing reveal is because it takes work. There's a lot of effort that's going on behind the scenes, and doing that for you, whether it's a combination of, you know, audio, video, storytelling, all the stuff that I do, it takes me about 7 days. But that 7 days, in some cases, has helped people get to a seven-figure mark that was absolutely not going to happen any other way. And it's because of the combination of making sure that you have every possible storytelling element behind you, not just the ones that you have heard of, but also the ones that are the newer, better ways to be exposed for your real estate listings. You cannot take advice from someone who's living 10 years ago and still trying to be relevant. So forget about traditional staging. Forget about traditional marketing. Make sure that you're doing something that is far better for you and actually helps you leverage your position to a level that you've never dreamed. So once again, make sure that you are in this position. Make sure you're following this advice. And on top of that, I want to make sure and do a shout out for all my latest listings. And of course, for those of you who haven't heard about it, there's a property that came up on the market that is in the Scarborough Bluffs area, one of the very rare properties in this area. And homes in this range go from anywhere from $1 to $4 million. And it's one of the most popular luxury communities in the city. But this particular property is only, it's under $1.2 million. It has a 100-foot frontage, and it's absolutely your dream home for today or for the future. But the fact that it has development opportunity gives you the opportunity literally to build your own village in on one lot. This particular property is very unique in terms of what it can provide for your future. So I really suggest that you reach out to me today and book an appointment to see that with me. It's one of the most incredible properties I've ever had on the market, and I want you to make sure you see it too. So if you've got one of those kinds of properties, something that's unique, something that's got a great story to tell, make sure you're following the untraditional route. You need to follow a more modern route for success, or you will not reach the heights of success that you deserve. And I want you to have everything that you can possibly get, because you don't get a do-over in this. If you sell your property and you leave $100,000 or $1 million on the table behind, you will not get that back. And I don't want that happening. And that is how I earn my keep and how I earn my place at the table. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great day.